Do you think anyone is having more fun outside of like the parents of these kids, like Jamal Murray's parents, than John Calipari watching these playoffs?
No,
Like
it
Davis
can't
and
lose, can't
Murray
lose.
and Hero, and he's just like, bam. You're having a great time, right, coach?
Well, when you're watching Anthony against Jamal, you're
Yeah.
kind of cheering both
Divided.
ways. And when you're watching Bam and Tyler, and you're hoping that Ennis gets in the game for Boston. When he gets in, by the way, they seem to play pretty good because he's physical and he does some good things. But yeah, I'm in. You know, I just, but I was watching Shea, De'Aaron before they were done. Devin Booker was ridiculous. You watch.
Oh, we lost coach there. So, Coach
And
Calipari joins us again, head coach of the Kentucky men's basketball team. So, yeah, we mentioned it. You've got a ton of guys that are playing right now, but this has clearly been a bigger breakout for Jamal Murray than anybody else. Like, Tyler Hero has that incredible performance. Bam has been great. Yes, Davis was already an established star in the league, but we're looking at Jamal Murray ascend from really good player to superstar in the league. I'm curious, as someone who recruited him and met him very early on as a basketball player, what stood out to you about Murray when you began the recruiting process?
here's the biggest thing. His father, Roger, trained him different. Jamal Murray wasn't spoiled by the system. No cable TV. You're not playing video games. Give me that phone. He was 10 playing against 13-year-olds. He worked on him mentally as well as physically. So when you watch him play, the dude is fearless. Now, he was like a typical 18 and 19-year-old. I reminded Roger, he and I sat on the floor in an exhibition game where Denver played Charlotte, and Jamal could not make a three and kept running by at me with his dad sitting there. Are you watching this? What is going on? Like, literally couldn't make a shot. And it tells you he was 19 years old, 20 years old at that time. And so here he is at 23, and you see he scored more per game than any player that I've had here in 11 years. Did you hear what I just said? I've had like 38 NBA players. He
Pretty good.
scored more points per game. The reason he could score so many ways. I got a really funny story. It's quick. Did you see that lefty? Not the move that he went up and under and spun it. He did stuff like that. But did you see the lefty that he threw up falling down that went in
Ridiculous.
late in the game?
Yep.
Okay, well, he did that in a practice. And I stopped practice and I said, "Are you kidding me? What the hell was that?" He said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "You're talking about my shot." I said, "You were falling down and threw it left-handed." He says, "I can make that shot." He made that shot last night.
So you weren't
I
surprised. You're
said,
like, that's
"You're
a good shot.
crazy." He didn't see a shot he couldn't make in his mind first. But I'm
Yeah.
telling you, it comes back to his father and how he trained him.
Yeah, and I'm sure for a lot of the players you coached, yeah, incredible upbringings, and that's part of the reason they reached the heights that they got to. So yeah, Jamal Murray is
Not
obviously having a
really.
break.
Not really. Not like this. I'm telling you again, he wasn't spoiled by the system. These kids are rated and they're ranked and they're, well, how are you going to do this? What are you going to, when they came in and met with me, Jamal wanted to play for me at Kentucky. But he's getting overwhelmed by other people telling him, "You're going to start and you're going to play 35 minutes. You're going to shoot every ball. We're going to do this and this." And that's not how we do it here. Here it's, how good do you think you can be? You see the people on the wall. They took what they wanted. How good do you understand in practice? There are going to be other players. I have Tyler Ulis and Isaiah Briscoe, who are two point guards too. You're three point guards. I will make it work. You got to trust me. But this is going to be hard. So what he did here, he learned to play off the ball. Now you see him in these games throw the ball to the other guard and go to the wing because he knows how to play down there. He doesn't have to just have the ball in his hands. And so I come back to he wasn't spoiled by the summer basketball, all this other stuff. And he always had a chip on his shoulder that I'm as good as all these guys.
And he's obviously has an incredible pedigree at your program, and he was a top 10 pick, and he's been great during the regular season. But what he's doing in the postseason has...
He was the seventh pick of the draft, and he should have been the second or first pick of the draft. And I said it on draft night. I said, all you people are going to regret passing on this kid.
Yeah. I think everybody agrees with you now. But what's happened in the postseason here? Because he's averaging almost 10 points more per game than he was during the regular season.
All right, so let me tell you what I see in Denver. Denver, I watched the games a couple years ago, and everybody was just trying to get theirs and prove themselves, every guy on the team. What happened now is they've had some injuries, they've had some other things happen, that theirs become a pecking order now. What is the pecking order as you guys watch the game? Who's the first guy?
Well, I still think it's Jokic, but it's very close with Murray. Like, it's the two of them,
okay.
1A, 1B.
Okay, so who would you say is the second guy?
Well, it's Murray, by a healthy margin.
Is there any question that that's the pecking order on that team?
No, absolutely not. No.
There always was an issue with who's going to try to score more points. They don't have that now. Now it becomes you three, we're hoping, Grant, you come up big, or we're hoping you come up big. We're hoping the young kid from Missouri has a big night. But you two got to get 60, 55 for us to win games, and the rest of you have to accept it. That's what's happened. Now their whole team knows we're playing through Jamal and Jokic. That's what they know. And it's made them now this kind of team. Come on, that play where he got fouled, that was the ball game. They were going to win that game. When Jamal got fouled on that drive, and he got fouled. Dude hit his arm. That changed the game. And now it went the other way. But that's how close these playoffs are for all these four teams.
Well, I think what's become abundantly clear is that he has taken a step that you don't put together the numbers and not have it be something massive that you can build off of. That, yeah, you know what, it does remind me just a little bit more of Murray at your program, where it was like, okay, yeah, you're the go-to scorer. You're one of the best scorers in the league. You're one of the best scorers in college basketball. Now you're one of the best scorers in the NBA. Like, people are talking about scoring titles for this player, and when you watch the skill set, it's like, yeah, of course. How could you not think that? Because you mentioned it. He's hitting shots where he's falling away with his left hand, and he's making some of these trick shots look routine. I said it looked like he was trying to put together a YouTube compilation video just in that game of difficult shot making. Like, that's how awesome he's performing right now. And if you look at the playoffs, yes. Just like, it's becoming kind of almost expected that he's going to drop 30 on people. There's like a Steph Curry vibe happening with his game right now, where you're just like terrified of him all game long. And that, okay, yeah, was he always kind of a high expected player? But no, he's going toe to toe with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and he looks like he belongs in that same category of player. So it's this incredible breakout. I am curious, though, because you are someone who, you know, you recruited Murray, you mentioned it, you recruited Shea, and I know that we're in the middle of a pandemic, but how much has recruiting in Canada changed over the last few years for you?
Well, and I also had Trey Lyles, who was a one-year and lottery pick. Would you not say that I should be getting every kid from Canada? Would you not say, like, if you can really play, talk to Roger, talk to Shar, you know, his mom, talk to the Lyleses, who I've stayed in touch with all of them, by the way, because they're great people. But here, let me throw one other thing that you just said. The thing that makes him different, there are players in the league that score shooting the ball. He can score the ball lefty, righty, off the wrong foot, fading away, making free throws. He makes free throws. So if you foul him, it's 2 points, and he can make threes. He can bomb a three. That's why he scored here. And now, early on, he wasn't our leading scorer. It was just as he got more comfortable, and we got more comfortable here, you ready, with the pecking order, that he just continues to come and step up. The other thing he learned to do here is defend. You have to guard here, or I can't play you. We can't have one guy lose a game because you're getting scored on left and right. You watch him, his hands, his ability to block shots, his ability to stay in front of people, his ability to play a big if he has to. I mean, what I'm seeing now, he's only 23. He's 23. It's crazy what I'm seeing there. So I just thought, again, let me follow up with what you're saying. But what makes him what he is, all the stuff he did here, he's mastered it to another level. I got to say this to all the people listening. Jamal Murray's spirit on that basketball court was palpable. When I walked in a practice court, the smile he would have on his face ear to ear when I walked in, he'd look at me and say across the court, "Hey, coach!" If I wasn't smiling, he would point to his face and his mouth, to his smile, and like, "Come on, coach. Like, this is fun." That's his spirit, and that's why he's able to break through. These other kids were the same as he was, first in, last to leave. And that's why they start breaking through. That is a skill, too. That's a skill that you have those things.